Okay, so the first thing you do, you plan your summer vacation, is you start thinking about where you're going to go, which has a minyanim, or which has enough of a sefer Torah. But often you want to go away, and you have 7 people or 10 people, and you're going to try to make a minyan, but you need a sefer Torah. So fortunately, you own your own sefer Torah, right? Or you borrow your in-laws sefer Torah, or your cousin sefer Torah, or your next door neighbor sefer Torah, and you take the sefer Torah on vacation with you, up to the middle of nowhere. So you've got your minyan, you've got your sefer Torah. What could be, worse than that? It seems like you've got all your bases covered. The problem is are you allowed to take a sefer Torah on vacation? Is it so simple that a sefer Torah is allowed to leave the Aron Kodesh and, go to wherever you desire? I don't know, you go to the middle of nowhere and you bring your sefer Torah, mutter or aser. So there's a Mordechai rather, at the end of the beginning of the first parak of Rosh Hashanah, Ostav Shin Yud, which says, Matsasi b'tshuva achas, to b'nei adam hachavushim b'beis ha'asurim. These people that are in jail, right? Ein mevi'in etzlam sefer Torah. Don't bring them a sefer Torah. In other words, if someone's stuck in jail, we don't go out of the way to bring them a sefer.
They have
A shul there, I guess, they whatever. They have a shul. Again, it's not like our jails. I guess it's more of a, someone's stuck and he's not able to come. It's not even so clear that the person is stuck over here. Let's say it's just a person who is, not easily movable. So, can you bring him a sefer Torah? Says the Mordechai, ain mevi'im etzlam sefer Torah. You don't bring him a sefer Torah to Wayne. Afilu b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. And it quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, holchen achar haTorah, v'acha tema malichin Torah etzlo. In other words, normally you're supposed to follow the Torah. The Torah doesn't come to Kazir after you. And that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. Mordechai seems to paskin. If someone is not in a shul, you don't bring a sefer Torah to him, just so that he can have his own sefer Torah to lean from. Is this paskin l'avacha? Yes, Shulchan Aruch says in the first, in Kuf Lamed Hei Yud Dalet, it says, B'nei adam achavushim b'beiso asurin, ein mevi'im etzlam sefer Torah, afil b'rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippur. You don't bring a sefer Torah to these people. What's the reason why? I knew, why can't you bring them a sefer Torah? Because it's a bizayon. The sefer Torah is supposed to be in a shul, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah writes, he says,
Va'atam. Is it a bizayon because you're bringing it to a jail? Or it
doesn't sound. Listen to this lashon.
He specifies that he's bringing it to a jail.
That's just the case, but listen to the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Zilzuhu was sefer Torah, laholicha el anoshim shetzrichim la. Nothing to do with jail. It's a bizayon to take the sefer Torah because you are in the middle of the Berkshires and you need your sefer Torah, so it's a zilzul of a sefer Torah to bring your sefer Torah so you could go to the middle of Vermont, I don't know, on your vacation. It's a zilzul at nights. Ki kavoda sheyochu anoshim eweh. It's a kavod that you should,
right? We're talking about making a minion.
Yeah, making a minion. You've got 10 people, let's say. So it sounds that way, right? Because otherwise, why do you need a sefer Torah?
Right.
So it sounds like you have your minion over there. So fine. Then, however, though, the Bar Halacha does point out, which is your next point, the davka kasha'ein sham asara, avol kasha'yesh asara chavushim mutter. If you got 10 people in jail, then maybe it's mutter. So again, I'm not sure from the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, it's not so clear if you're going on vacation and you have 10 people, are you allowed to bring a sefer Torah? It sounds like maybe it's permitted if there's 10 people, but again, it sounds like the real reason is because it's a zilzul for the sefer Torah, to move the sefer Torah for other people. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a case in Igros Moshe in Chelek Beis of Meridea Simon Sadi Aleph, where he says even if you want to have a chuppah in a shul, so what do? He says like some contraption. I don't really understand the metzias, but I guess they had like a trap door where they could move the sefer Torah and the Aron like out the back door, and then like they would like cover it up, or somehow they push the sefer Torah out. So now the Beis Knesset becomes a wedding hall, but by somehow pushing the Aron out or moving the Aron back. And he says, now you're going to make it into a wedding hall. He says, don't do that. He says, because it's a zilzul of a sefer Torah. Not only, he says, you're not even allowed to remove it from a Beis Knesset to cheder acher, of a shul. In other words, and this is the problem, they talk about shtibuch. If you have a shtibuch, you know, and you think of like those, you know, shtibuch which have 10 rooms. But, right. So Simchas Torah, there's a heter. Maybe there's a heter in Simchas Torah. Because it's like for the cover of the Sefer Torah. But let's say if you have 10 rooms in a shul, and you keep on bringing the Sefer Torah from one room to the other room to the other room, it's possibly a problem. But that's a little bit off topic. There may be a terim because it's all within in the same shul.
And if it's wrong, we can take the Sefer Torah out from Kaisel. There's a current inside for the Kaisel.
Right.
And they bring it out.
So there it may be because it's like there's no choice. Because like it's it would get ruined for the Sefer Torah, or, you know, the Sefer Torah would get rained on, or there's no place for it. So that may be a more of a heter if there's no option. Huh?
They have
yeah, they have the outside, but they push them away, but that's more of a safety. If it's a safety, right, if it's a safety for the safety of the Sefer Torah, there may be a heter. But our case, when you're going on vacation, is clearly not for the Sefer Torah. It's for you to do it. So the Ramah has a heter. So the Ramah says this heter. Listen to the heter of the Ramah. He says, V'hainu dafka v'shas kriya levad, fine, avle mechinim lo Sefer Torah, Yom o yomayim kodem. If you take the Sefer Torah a day or two beforehand, then it's okay. Mutter. In other words, if it's not just taking the Sefer Torah to read once, but you're bringing it a day or two beforehand, so that you're kind of like designating a place for the Sefer Torah, then it seems to be permitted, which is a pretty big kula, right? I never really knew that this heter really exists, but it's a Mefurash Rama. That it's the problem is only taking the Sefer Torah as a one-time, you know, Kriyas HaTorah down the block, or even an hour away, and then driving it back. But if you're going to leave it there for Yom or Yomayim, that's fine. And the Mishnah Berurah even says, V'achronim miskim, when he quotes the Magen Avraham and others, Duhu adin mhechin makom ha-Sefer Torah ba'osu yom, she'emunach sham yom o yomayim de'shaper dami. The day or two that it's there, it could be even after the Kriya. In other words, you could bring a Sefer Torah with you on a Monday morning, it sounds like to the middle of the Berkshires, I don't know, wherever you're going, and you just stay there for a day or two, you keep the Sefer Torah in a designated, I don't know, you buy it a hotel room, I don't know, whatever you do, you buy it its own little wing, and you set up a designated area, which is going to be the shul. Sounds like that's okay, because you designated it for Yom or Yomayim, that is fine. Seems like you're okay. Why?
To take a Sefer Torah somewhere, to record only once. Is that the...
Excellent, you fell right into my trap. You're saying, what about, you're only reading it once or twice. Do you see anything in the Mishnah Berurah, or the Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah about reading it once or twice? I don't see it. It sounds like, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah, you're okay to bring your Sefer Torah Monday morning to Vermont, and stay there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come back Wednesday night, and be in Shul Thursday morning. Do you have any problem from the Lashon of the Ramah? Absolutely not. It sounds like... What? Why not? How do you see? I have not seen that source at all. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan right on target. But what about the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Ramah? Don't say anything about three times reading it. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan in Kuf Lamed Beis and talks about our case. It says, the whole problem is if you take it out for like, you know, quick one-time reading and then bring it back. So far it's the same as the Mishnah Berurah. As long as you keep it in the Berkshires or your Vermont for a day or two, he doesn't talk about reading it yet, he says you're fine. So all of a sudden you go away Monday morning, bring your Sefer Torah, come back Wednesday night, you're totally fine according to everything we've said so far.
Where's he even about the Aruch Kodesh?
He says even if you set it, as long as you set it a place there for a day or two, you're fine.
If they're on Monday, what do you lay?
Monday morning. You leave at 5 o'clock Monday morning, you lay Monday morning in the Berkshires, you stay there Tuesday, Wednesday, you come back Wednesday night, everything we've said so far in the Chabura is totally fine. The Haminag with Daktek Yikru Ba Gimel Pa'amim. So the minhag is to read it three times. He says, the Zem Mikri Kikvius. This is what makes it Kvius. The Ein Bizayon B'mashatol Tua Mebeis Knesses. Avo Pachos Mi Gimel Pa'amim. Less than three times. Tol Tua with Tzorech Arai V'yesh Bizayon. All of a sudden, one second, all of a sudden, Aruch HaShulchan just changed the halacha completely. everything we've been saying up until now is as long as you keep it there for a day or two, you're totally fine. That would solve everyone's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday vacation. Your weekend vacation. You go up to, you know, some you rent out a, you know, some place in far out. You bring your Sefer Torah Friday morning. You return it Sunday afternoon. You only read from it twice, you know, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. Seems that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're fine. According to this Aruch HaShulchan, you got a problem. Yeah, you were saying?
For months, they have buses coming to the city.
Oh, so then they bring it on the bus. Yeah. So maybe that's considered kavias because they do it every day. The same bus, you know, it's back and forth. So it's every day.
They have it every day. They
have it only. They have a bit of it Monday, Thursday, and they have it every Monday, Thursday. So then maybe that becomes like the makom for the Sefer Torah. They have a minion. They have it's fun. I don't know. Comes along the Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Berak Yudbeis Halacha Amin Ches, and says this really doesn't have really much of a makar. This Aruch HaShulchan, which says three times, is kind of a little bit like made up. We haven't seen that in any of the earlier sources, and yet just the minig happens to be that way. So do you have to be machmir for this minig? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, you do. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Chelek Dalid, Simon Samach Aleph, Os Yud Gimel, he says, what about the Beis Avel? He says, do you have to read it three times in the Beis Avel? And he says, no hagin, that nowadays we have a minhag, we keep the Sefer Torah all week in the Beis Avel. But he says, Vada yesh l'shtadel, likro sham gimel pa'amim, you have to read it three times, shu lasos minyan v'mincha b'shabbos. He says, make a minyan for mincha b'shabbos, v'm lo haya efsheroz, yasu minyan pam achas b'yom kri achar avelus. After the Avelis, you should still have another minion so that you could read it in the Beis Avel, so you could have it three times in the Beis Avel. And Rivos Ephraim in Chelek Gimel Simon Sadi Hei says the same thing. He says, guess what? He says, this Makar, this Minog is completely made up, he said. He says, never seen this Minog of three times. He says, but you got to be Machmir for it. He says, that's just a Minog Olam. He's like a one-line tshuva. He says, Sh'ein makar l'halacha, this that you tell me that there's no makar l'halacha, nachol, you're correct. But, avlani yodeh shekach reisi, he says, this is what I've seen, that everyone does it only three times, and he says, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says, he says, that's enough for me, I don't need to be marich about it. The Aruch HaShulchan says it, even though he doesn't have really a makar l'halacha, so the Olam is machmer for it, and therefore he says, you should be machmer for it, and then he said he heard the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it, also is machmer, you should be machmer for it. That seems to be the minhag, is that we're machmer three times. The last hetter, so what are we going to do? You want to go to Vermont? No, I see you're getting nervous over here. You want to go to Vermont for a day or two? No, what are you going to do if you're not going to have Kriyas HaTorah for three times in a row? So what do? You rely on the Tzitz Eliezer, it says you're borrowing a private Sefer Torah. The Tzitz Eliezer in Yud Ches, Chelek Yud Ches, Simon Vav, says based on the Gemara in Yuma that everyone on Yom Kippur brought their personal Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash. How are they allowed to bring their personal Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash? So some say, well, that's because they brought it from their house to a shul. So from your house to a shul, the Beis HaMikdash, that's okay. But says the Tzitz Eliezer, no, you know what I see from here? I see from here that a private Sefer Torah is movable. Now the million-dollar question, which I'm not going to talk about now because it's not so clear, is what is considered a private Sefer Torah? If you have paid for the whole Sefer Torah yourself and you went to the shul for 99 years or whatever the minhag is, you know, whatever the contract says, you know, you rent it to the shul for you know, 50 years or like sometimes people do. So if that's the case, it's not so clear that's still considered a private Sefer Torah. I think the minhag is, though, that people understand that that's considered a private Torah. So when people go on vacation and they take their cousin's Sefer Torah, their neighbor's Sefer Torah, their in-law's Sefer Torah, they rely on the fact that it's a private Sefer Torah. And therefore, it seems like maybe there's a heter, you know, this whole sugya doesn't apply. Do you still need to read it three times? I'm not sure. It doesn't sound like maybe you still do, but definitely there's room to be more mako when it's your own private sefer. Shkoyach.